This bodily human form, like your own, is a conditional manifestation, will cease to appear at some point. So you must understand that the way is not about requiring me to be present in my bodily human form. As long as it is here, it is a lila of revelation, of instruction, to generate the way forever. But it too will pass, you see, because it is a conditional manifestation. Unlike my mere and very presence and person, it is temporary. By its means, I convert you, I instruct you. I make a lila that will forever be instructive. And then after its time, it will not reappear. I will not reincarnate, appear again in this or some form. In this world, you see? But I will be forever merely present. I'm the one who is always with you, always already with you, now and forever. I've taken on this bodily human form in which, for the sake of revealing that to you. Some might say, after the lifetime of this body-mind, oh, those were the good old days, if only we were there then. Like some now say, oh, garbage and goddess time, those were the really good old days, I wish I was there then, you see? It's got nothing to do with my purpose and the truth I'm revealing to you. It is, this body human form is temporary means, and after the lifetime of this body, or this body human form, the reflections of it, the murti forms and so on, will, like the lilas generated by my appearance in this form, be forever instructive and useful as points of concentration, means whereby to enter into communion with me, I will still be merely present then. This bodily human form is not required forever. It is required only for the time of revelation, the establishment of this way, such that at some appropriate moment it can be relinquished, dissolved, and devotees will have understood the way and how it is the way of associating with the power of my eternal samadhi, my eternal presence and person, of a spiritual and ultimate nature, which cannot be gone, cannot and will not be withdrawn. But I will be present then, just as now. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Not diminished. I cannot separate from the conditional domain. I'm its very source, and I'm perpetually present. This is my revelation to you. There'll never be a time when I'm not here. But there'll be a time when I'm not physically present, just as most hours of every day, devotees don't have me physically present anywhere. They're somewhere else. When this body passes, you see, it will be the same. Exactly the same. So you should get very used to this embrace of me, merely present, this body showing itself simply in the form of my samadhi. Yes, as long as it lives, it'll walk and talk a little bit and so on, right? But you must combine yourself with me as I am, you know? Just me. And accept the gift, the prasad of this bodily human form for that which it must serve while it persists, but not to man that exists forever, not to anything, of course, to shorten its time of appearance here either, but to relate to me now, from now, rightly, not intrusively. And I will be here forever, everywhere, forever. Absolutely. Can't leave. The divine domain is not somewhere to go to, is it? It is eternal. I'm eternal. Merely present. Transcend yourself in place, in my perpetual company, most intimate with you. That's the way while this body, bodily human form lives, and it's the way forever, when it's no longer appearing. That doesn't mean I'm not appearing. I've given you the secret. I give you the secret while this bodily human form lives, that I'm eternally present, you see? That's the lesson. That's what there is to realize. That's the who to relate to as I am, you see? That's me. Eternally present here. This bodily human form is a device for revelation, teaching work, instruction, granting word, discipline, communicating to you everything about how to link up with me now and when this form is no longer necessary. So what I'm instructing you in and combining you with is an eternal process. Therefore, it doesn't require that you be in my physical company all the while, even though I am physically alive, you see. Most devotees aren't in my physical company. Most of the time. There's never been a time in the past when I was not present, but no one realized me in the ultimate sense. It was necessary for me to intervene through this avataric incarnation, to embrace all fundamentals of the conditional domain, conform them to myself, manifest my samadhi here. So it's only from now, from this time of my intervention, that the ultimate means has appeared in direct form. There have been means of association with me in the past. All the traditions have tried their various ways, you see. And there was some various kinds of effective communion with me. But that capability for ultimate, most perfect realization has been made possible only by this intervention. But this intervention having been made, it is eternalized. It is not conditioned. It is perpetually so. Always will be so, because of this sacrifice. So it is already so, even while this body lives, and it will likewise be so when this body is no longer animated, you see?